Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Again, welcome to Industrial Talk, your place to talk industrial. How about that? I just sort of flipped that whole thing around. That is right. We celebrate you, industrial professionals, industrial heroes. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly. Man, you innovate, you're solving problems, you're changing lives, and you're changing the world each and every day. Yet we have to. We have to celebrate you on this podcast. It's absolutely incredible. Thank you very much for joining, as always. All right, again, this is in a five-part series on cybersecurity, and if you're into digital transformation, which you should be, if you've been listening to the Industrial Talk podcast, you'll know that we feature a lot of companies, a lot of professionals who are experts at that. You know what they need? Yep, cybersecurity. We're going to be talking a little bit about cybersecurity best practices and recommendations on your digital transformation journey with the guy, Richard Koo. Let's get you cracking. Yeah, you need it. You just need it. Do not ignore it. Get up front on this thing. You need to go through digital transformation. Yes, you need to create that level of resiliency within your processes, your manufacturing, your industry. Absolutely. That is a digital transformation conversation. Plenty of incredible professionals out there. And a part of that whole conversation, of course, is cybersecurity and doing it right and being able to know that your assets, your business are thoroughly protected from nefarious individuals out there. Before we get into this particular cybersecurity best practices and recommendations, again, let's sort of point something out. Today is the 15th. So the event, the Perspectives event that is taking place at Trend Micro is going on right now. But for Americas, it's tomorrow. So put that on your calendar. Go out to industrialtalk.com. And you will find a link to this particular event, and it is, if you're in the Americas, it is at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is June 16th. If you're in Europe, it's 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and it's vitally important. Don't just brush it off. Here it is. Free information, because we've got to always be about learning. We always got to be about collaborating. We've got to be about innovation, and we can't stop. You can't innovate without collaborating. You can't collaborate without educating. You can't do all of these three things independently, because we've got to keep learning. We got to keep collaborating. We got to keep innovating so that the future and your business is resilient and you can prosper. All right. Richard Koo, we're going to be once again talking about cybersecurity best practices and recommendation on number three. Now, if you didn't get number two and number one, it's a must. All out on Industrial Talk. Enjoy the conversation. Richard, welcome back to the Industrial Talk podcast. Now, listeners, this is going to be number three, called Cybersecurity Best Practices and Recommendations, this particular podcast, number three. But I highly recommend the other two. The first one that we did was Cybersecurity Threats, Challenges, and Risks. This is important information that you need to hear. And number two, podcast number two, is Industrial Business and Technology Challenges. Same thing. And it is all directed to that digital transformation journey that many within industry are on. And if you don't have that cyber sort of mindset, cybersecurity mindset, as you begin this journey, there are challenges. And Richard and TX1 are here to help, and they're willing to provide all this particular information. Richard, how are you?
Thanks, Scott, and thanks for the invitation again.
Love it. Now, Richard, just for clarification for the listeners out there, I see a couple of things. I see Trend Micro, and then I see this another organization called TX1. Give us a little background into that structure?
Yeah, so I think most of you out there probably know Trend Micro pretty well, right? We've been around for a little bit over 30 years, right, in the industry, and we are one of the market leading, you know, cybersecurity, for many, many years. And so that's Trend Micro. But a few years ago, we recognized that there had been a lot of challenge in terms of, you know, getting the right solution and right technology to, you know, apply to the industrial control side, specifically on the OT environment or operational technology environment. So we basically did a joint venture with another company called Moxa. And this joint venture is called TX1 Networks. And TX1 Networks really is a sister company and part of Trend Micro. And, you know, what it does is really, you know, focus in basically, like I said, design and building the right solution for the industrial control environment. And that's what TX1 Networks is.
I'll tell you right now that focus is so important, because in many of the conversations I've had over the past year, two, whatever, digital transformation is at the forefront, and people want to be able to transition their business to a more digitally centric type of business. Now, that requires technology and innovation, but it also requires a focus in on cybersecurity and your strategy. Can you give the listeners the big picture? Give us the big picture.
Yeah, so I think, with this digital transformation, right, we believe that cybersecurity has to play a very key and critical role in that particular transition or transformation. And so, you know, when we look at cyber strategy, you know, I typically tell people there are really four key pillars, right? And having an effective, you know, OT, ICS security begin with understanding the big picture, right? And those four components are people, process, technology, and culture, right? And we can talk about that a little bit more in detail. But, you know, first, let's talk about the people, right? People play a very important role in a cyber strategy, right? A trained and security-aware organization can also reduce, you know, significant, you know, security risk for the organization. And I think that's one thing. The other one is, you know, having well-trained professional, right, qualified and competent people and resources, you know, within organization can help organization address cyber threats and also any cyber challenge. So as far as, you know, having these competent people, it helps organizations deploy and understand the right technology, you know, onto the, you know, operational technology environment, right? So that's the people components, right? And, you know, that second component, which the process, you know, I think any cyber, you know, security strategy, right, you know, and to be effective, I think organization must develop and implement some type of process or procedure, right, ensuring there are clear roles and responsibility and management system are put in place, right, within the organization. I think we talked about this issue a little bit on the previous, podcast. And, you know, one of the things we have seen is as organizations going through this digital transformation, right, and you have this convergence between IT and OT, it is very difficult, right, to have, clear roles and responsibility, you know, between IT and OT, because traditionally, I think IT used to be the one that is responsible for the cybersecurity. And now you have this convergence happening from the OT side. And now that very unclear roles and responsibilities. So these procedures and process have to be implemented, you know, even when you go into this digital transformation, also through this, you know, OT, cyber strategy, right? So putting good governance in place, right? Policy and frameworks are good, you know, things to have in there. Some best practice, maybe some IT, OT auditing, you know, process in place, right?
Yeah. So this is what's interesting, and I think you bring up a good point. In the past, legacy type thinking, the OT and IT organizations, they didn't work together. Going forward in this new world, whatever this digital transformation world, it's vitally important that those both organizations work together with a common, you know, like you said, process, procedure, and governance to be successful in a cybersecurity type of mindset.
Correct. Yes. And then, you know, I think that the third thing we talk about, you know, as one of the pillars is the technology itself, right? I think one of the big challenges, I think difficult for most people, is that, you know, not every technology, right, you know, from the IT side can be implemented, you know, on the OT or ICS side. And having a good understanding of the technology and be able to test, verify, and validate, right, and make sure you can work and adapt into that kind of environment, you know, is very important, right? So I think the technology component is also good. The other one, you know, we talk about people, right? Having the competence and skilled people and who understand the technology and can take those technology and really kind of deploy right into the environment, onto the, you know, infrastructure is also is very good. So the people and the technology also kind of play kind of, you know, side by side as an important role. And then last but not least is the culture, right? I think creating a cyber culture within the organization is crucial, right, to reduce the cyber risk. Right. And that really means starting from the, you know, CEO or the top all the way to the, you know, lowest level of the, you know, organization, and make sure that everybody understand what is the, you know, their cyber strategy, you know, is, and what are some of the threat to the organization. Right. And so as long as you have that good fitting culture within the organization, I think that can reduce a lot of, you know, cyber challenge, you know, for the company.
All right. So listeners, what we have from a big picture perspective, the four key pillars as communicated by Richard: people, which is a well-trained cyber workforce, which is also sort of have that heightened security awareness. Two, well-developed process and procedures, sort of that governance, that ability for the OT and IT to truly understand roles and responsibilities. The technology, which is driven by the people and having the right technology in the OT and IT environment. And then, of course, definitely a cybersecurity culture is vital for any company that is going down the road of digital transformation and having that awareness going forward from the CEO all the way down to the frontline individuals. Did I wrap that up pretty good there, Richard?
Yeah, that's a very good summary, Scott.
Okay. Now we've got to address it. There are standards out there. There are standards so that you don't have to sit there and say, okay, I like what Richard is saying. I like what he's talking about, but I don't really have to start, you know, right from the beginning. Let's talk a little bit about standards. Help us understand those.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I think many organizations, you know, when it comes to, you know, creating a cyber strategy, right, they have to do a lot of research, you know, and try to understand, you know, how to deploy the right and the right security control within the organization. And, you know, what I'm really telling people is, hey, there are a lot of these industry standard and best practice, you know, out there for industrial control or for operational technology environment, right? And, you know, and they are being used by many organizations, you know, for, you know, I don't know, several decades. It's been very effective. And so organization doesn't have to reinvent the wheel, right? I mean, some of the standard we talk about are like the ISA, IEC 62443 standard, right? This is a framework, and it's good for general industrial automation and power automation. I think that's a very good standard. You have, you know, standards such as the NIST SP800-53, and this is also a good guide for ICS and IT security reference, you know, standards. And then, you know, the other one are like things such as ISO IEC 27000, right? This is a good guide for IT security reference. And, you know, and also depend on, you know, what vertical you play. You know, for example, you have the, if you are, you know, energy, right? You have the NERTSIP standard. And so there are many standards out there that organization can start by, you know, just looking at this and use this as a baseline to how you plan your, you know, cybersecurity strategy, and not necessarily have to reinvent the whole wheel or redo a lot of work, right? Because all this has been around for many, I would say, years, and people and organizations have been using it.
So when I look at these standards, the General Industrial Automation, the ISA, IEC 62443, who is ISA?
Well, ISA, it's I guess it's called the automation, right? And this is, it includes a lot of, I would say, independent volunteer researchers, right, that, you know, they come together and they help to define, right, strategy across different vertical, across different technology, and how to apply different security control, you know, or you know, into the different type of environment. You know, for example, I said in the, you know, working group 8, right? This is a committee that we focus on how to better communicate some of this standard into, you know, different type of customer, right? And then also there's a, you know, working group number 9 that I'm sitting in also. And in there, we talk about how to best provide, you know, guidance for organizations to apply some of the security control, like, into their industrial control environment. That be, let's say, manufacturing or power or, you know, oil and gas, right? And so the International Society of Automation have been around for many decades, and they have been, it's a very well represented, you know, organization with many, many professionals out there.
Now, as I look at these standards out here, Richard, is there a cost if I'm a company and I hear what you're saying and I have a desire to proceed forward? Is there a cost to get this information?
I think some of the standards are readily available out there. I think some of these organizations, for example, ISA, right? They have a freelance, you know, expert who can help organization to look at the standard, right? And they can translate the standard on how to best apply. And yeah, so if you just want to get the information, there's no cost. But if you want to go a little bit more deeper, right, to really try to implement some of the standard and how to better, you know, apply some of this security control, then, you know, there is some cost and associated with it. But again, it depends on, you know, organizations.
Does TX1 sort of fit into that, outside of all of the other stuff that TX1 does, the TX1 network? Do you fit into that sort of help companies define that right cyber strategy?
Yeah, so, you know, TX1, the organization, right, we have developed many industrial control products, very specifically designed for different verticals, especially like, you know, manufacturers, you know, vertical like oil and gas and power, right? And so we do have, you know, security solution, and we, you know, design and, you know, tool and also apply to some of the standard. You know, for example, you know, within some of the standard will require, just say, some type of security control to be put in, you know, say, applied to it, like a SCADA system, like, for example, an HMI machine, right? And how do you apply that kind of solution? And so we have security solution that actually can be applied into the host directly on the HMI machine, or we have a security solution that can actually be implemented before the box that, or before the system. So this, our solution can apply to some of the standard as well. I will talk about that a little bit more probably on the next, you know, I think podcast, but, you know, we'll talk about it as well.
All right. Listeners, what we have is we've got 4 pillars. Make a note of it. People, process, procedures, technology, and culture. look at that. We've already talked about it. And then from an overall strategy perspective, there are standards to help move you forward to have that sort of that security awareness, that security culture, which is very important. If you're a company that is proceeding forward within this industrial digital transformation journey. Excellent job. Excellent job, Richard.
Thank you, Scott.
Now, we're going to have all the contact information for Richard, all the information that you need to know about TX1 out on industrialtalk.com, so fear not. We're going to wrap it up on the other side, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, as you can see with Richard and Trend Micro and TX1, we are building incredible knowledge when it comes to cybersecurity and your digital transformation. So remember, go out, listen to podcast number 1, 2, and 3. We've got 2 more. Number 4 is going to be cybersecurity solutions. And number 5, hopefully we can get the CEO of Trend Micro on this particular podcast so that we can talk about what's taking place in the marketplace. All right. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with people who are bold, brave, and daring greatly, and you will change the world, and you will change lives. That is a fact, Jack, because you are in industry. You are that incredible. Now, one last time, tomorrow, sign up. It's important. This is a cybersecurity event called Perspectives. It is tomorrow, June 16th. Go out there. Industrialtalk.com has the link. All right. Thank you very much for joining. We're going to have another great cybersecurity conversation shortly.